Hey guys, welcome back. This literally feels like a fever dream, even recording right now. Like, I can't even believe that I'm recording again. Happy New Year. Welcome back to the Enjoy the Journey podcast. Let me just start this podcast by saying this might be a long episode, but it is my first episode of the year of 2023. And I have not recorded in a very, very long time. So for those of you that are new here, for those of you who may not have listened previously, let me take some time to introduce myself. It's always so weird. Like, I feel like it's the first day of school. And you know when they make you do those weird introductions? And it's always so crazy when people ask me or tell me to introduce myself because I'm like, all of a sudden, I don't know anything about me. But I did make some notes. If you're watching online, let me just show you my notes for today's podcast. Quite a lot we're going to cover today. But I'm so excited, like I said, to be back, to be recording. I wish I could explain to you guys what all it took for me to get here to this moment. I might get into it throughout the episode. I will get into some things throughout the episode, but just know it has not been an easy journey. And I'm just so happy, like I said, to be back recording. So let me tell you a little bit about myself. If this is your first time listening, if you don't know anything about me, if you are just watching from afar, let me just tell you about me. I'm Jordan. Nice to meet all of you. And mainly I am an entrepreneur, a business owner, a photographer, a creative. I don't put myself into a box. I never will, because I would fill that box and then move on to the next one and then fill that one too. Like, there's so many pieces of me, especially throughout my life and throughout my growth. I also am a recent college graduate. I just graduated in May of 2022. Super thankful. I graduated with my Bachelor of Arts in Psychology, which is like a dream. An absolute dream. If you have ever known me, or one thing that I've always known about myself is that I wanted to do something with that. I actually am one of those people who changed my major multiple times. So I changed my major, I think, a total of 3 times. And I always tell people, change your major as many times as you need to. But I think I changed my major 3 times to get to what I really wanted to, which is psychology. So I graduated with my Bachelor of Arts in Psychology. And the number one question that everybody asks is, well, when are you going back to get your master's? That is like equivalent to asking somebody who just got married when they're having kids. Like, I already completed something. I already did something. I don't know about that master's, but I'll let you guys know when I do decide. That was like my number one asked question when I got done with college. But yeah, so we're gonna breeze past that question. Just know I graduated with my Bachelor of Arts in Psychology and I'm super proud of myself. I also just had a birthday at the beginning of the year. So my birthday is January 3rd. I'm a Capricorn, and I celebrated my birthday. I actually went on a vacation for my birthday, which was much needed after the year that I had last year. Yeah, I'm trying to think of what else I have to tell you guys about myself. Like I said, this is like the first day of school. Like, the weirdest question that anybody ever asks is, tell me about yourself. Because I'm like, what do you want to know and where do you want me to start? Where should I start? Honestly. But that's about it for right now that I can't explain. I guess you could say that I have to tell is I'm just so multidimensional. Like, I'm just such a, like, I can fit into so many different places and so many different environments because I've been through so much, I've learned so much, and I just relate to so many people, which is why I decided to start this podcast, the Enjoy the Journey podcast. So, fun fact, I actually started this podcast in 2021. Which is crazy, we're already in 2023. I started in 2021 and I actually recorded the very first episode 2 days before my grandma passed away, which is so crazy to think. And I was actually, when preparing for this podcast, I was watching my old podcast and my old videos just to kind of get some inspiration and kind of see what I wanted to do. And now I'm telling all of you, so all of you are going to go back and look. But my very first podcast that I recorded, literally, it's so crazy. You can see my eyes were super swollen. because I had been crying for days. But my eyes were super swollen. Of course, I didn't know my grandma was going to pass away a couple days later, but she wasn't doing well at the time. And so my eyes were super swollen because I had been crying. And I just was not in the right mental headspace or any of that. But starting a podcast and starting this podcast was something that I had said I was going to do for a long time. So I'm one of those people that, like, despite whatever I may be going through, whatever I may be dealing with, I still try to complete the goals that I have set for myself. So, like I said, a couple days before my grandma died, I was literally at the studio recording my very first podcast, not at all in the right headspace to be doing so, but I did it anyway. And I posted it, and then I continued to record as well. I think I posted my next podcast probably about a month after she passed away. Once again, still not really in the right headspace, but still just trying to complete those goals and complete the things that me and her had talked about. So that was one of the things that me and my grandma had talked about before she passed away, was me doing this, like I had told her. And so in my head and in my brain and in my grieving, I thought that how dare I not do the things that I told her I was going to do. So I just continued. And now that I go back and listen to those podcasts, you can hear the hurt in my voice. You can see the pain in my eyes. Like, I was going through it, but I'm much better now. I'm much better now. But right after, like I said, right after I started recording, and I did get through, I think, a few episodes, but grief is real. Grief is real. Grief is so hard. The hardest thing. And I've been through some things, but grief is by far the hardest thing that I've ever had to deal with. And they don't lie when they say that grief doesn't go away. And it doesn't get better either. You just learn how to live with it. So my whole entire life has changed. I truly feel like because of grief. So it's very truthful what they say. Like, it doesn't necessarily get easier. How I see it in my head is, like, I just got stronger. And through that and through all that I went through and all that I had to deal with, which, like I said, I'm going to get into within this podcast. I learned so much about myself, and I learned so much about the way my emotions and my mental health, like, I have learned so much, but I definitely had to take the time, and I definitely had to step away multiple times. There was multiple times that I had to step away from all of my social media, that I had to step away from my family and my friends. Like, I had to get back to me. And although I do not feel like I'm 100% back, and my life has completely changed, so I'll never be back to who I was before. But I definitely think that I'm in a much better place now than I obviously was, I'd say, like, this time last year. Because last year was an extremely difficult year for me. So here I am, back in a better place, and finally able to comfortably record, comfortably sit down and make it through a podcast. That's another thing. I was not even able to make it through a podcast without getting upset or without my mind going to different places. Like, I couldn't even physically record, even if I wanted to mentally. So I saw a post a couple days ago that was like, I can't believe it's about to be New Year's. Everybody always says, like, January is just a tester month. You still got some of last year attached to it. January is my birthday month, so I always make sure to make it a good month for me, regardless of what's going on in my life. I don't play my birthday month. I make it a good month for me, but it sure did have a little bit of last year attached to it. I had to wipe off a couple more things, and I had to get my mind right. And so I am ready to record and ready to be here and present now. So yeah, I saw somebody say, like, New Year's Eve is coming up, because it's about to be February 1st. So New Year's Eve is coming up. It's really about to be a new year. Like, here we are. Happy 2023. I have so much to talk about. I'm going to try and condense it down. Like I said, in this episode, I feel like I could talk about so much and say so much. Like, I can't even explain to you guys. Let me start off by saying I did not mean to leave my podcast high and dry. Like, it was so difficult for me because I am such a talker, and I do, like, I made this podcast to help so many other people. But one thing about it, you cannot help anyone if you do not help yourself first. And I had to learn that firsthand. I've always been a helper. I've always wanted to extend my hand to help everybody around me. But, like, I got to the point where I was struggling so much, I had to help myself. And that's exactly what I did. Seasonal depression is real. Overall, depression is so real. For so long, I felt like I was living in a fog of life. Like, I felt like everything around me was just happening and passing by. I was going through so many experiences, and I was just in a fog. And now, being obviously at a different place, I'm able to look back and, like, some moments I don't even know how I made it through, but I'm so thankful that I did. I'm so thankful for my health and my wealth and my, like, I'm so thankful to be where I am. But I also, aside from that, have been super busy just with work and with business and with all the things that I'm trying to do. So imagine mixing, doing everything that you want to do, plus just trying to make it through every single day. I'm also a person who deals with a lot of things internally. Like, I deal with a lot of things internally. I think that that comes from being the youngest child and spending most of my time. Like, I'm not a only child. Like, I have siblings and I love them to death. But I spent most of my youth at the house by myself as an only child because they were older and had moved out. And so I think that that comes from that. And just from the way that I am as a person, I just deal with a lot of things internally. And so that's what I did. I took the time to deal with the things that I needed to do. And some ways were unhealthy, some ways extremely healthy. But overall, I've completely changed as a person. And that's what I'm grateful for. I was able to end 2022 on a much better note than I started 2022 on, because 2022, it tried to take me out. It tried to take me out, for real. So many things happened back to back to back. Need you mind, I was just coming off of 21 where I lost my grandma. I couldn't even tell you honestly what happened at the end of 2021. I lost my grandma October of 2021, so I can't even really tell you what happened. Like, another thing about grief is it makes you, grief and depression and, you know, whatever else, makes you forget. Some things it's good to forget. I will be honest. Some things that happened throughout that time, I'm very glad I don't have the best memory of, because they weren't good memories at all. So, but definitely learned so much about myself and learned so much about grief. I will say, like, I've dealt with loss of family members before and things like that, but losing my grandma was by far the most difficult thing that I've dealt with. And this episode's not even about her or about that, but you see how much I have to talk about it to emphasize how much it changed me as a person. What I want to start the episode on is how I ended 2022 and how I feel like I changed my life and am in the process of manifesting the life that I've always wanted for myself. And I think people overuse the word manifestation, and I don't think people truly understand what it means completely, because they overuse it because they think that if they manifest and they put things out into the world, okay, it's going to happen. But the other part of manifestation is hard work. You have to work really, really hard. You have to do a lot of things that a lot of other people are scared to do to get to where you want to be or where you see yourself. So I ended the year a lot better than the year was or that the year started. I took a trip for my birthday to California, and, like, that was the most relaxing, rejuvenating experience that I've probably ever had in my life, because I knew that I was going there to do exactly that. I knew that I was going there to rest and relax and restore myself to be a better me. And that's exactly what I did. I just really took some time, much needed time, to be one with myself, to read, to journal, to put all my feelings down on paper, and so that I could move forward and leave those feelings behind and be a better version of myself. Saying all that to say, I actually came back, and one of the things that I manifested for myself was my dream car. And at the end of last month, or at the end of the month, actually just a week and a half ago, I was able to purchase my dream car. Like, my dream car, which, super unexpected. Well, it wasn't unexpected, because I knew that it was going to happen because I manifested and I worked hard and I knew that I was going to get it. So it was unexpected, the process, but I think that that's the journey. Like, the joy of the journey is things happening because you already put the work in. And that's exactly what I did. I put the work in, and I did what I needed to do to get what I wanted to get. And so I want to tell you guys a little bit about that, but that's mainly what this episode is going to be about, is manifesting your dream life, manifesting the things that you want in your life, and truly believing that you will get them and you will see them, and everything that you're working toward, you will be able to have. This is a reminder for me, not only me, but like you guys as well. I use my own life as a constant reminder that I'm going to get the things that I want, that everything always works out the way that it's supposed to. And I know that that sounds so cliche, and I know that you've probably heard 1,000 people say that over and over again, and you're like, well, why is it not working out for me? Because it's not time. Because it's not time for it to work out for you. And that's what I want to talk about through this episode, is how I've been manifesting certain things in my life and for years, and it took those years for everything to come to pass. Things that I never would have thought that I would get, situations I would have never thought that I'd be able to be in, have all worked out because I believed in myself, because I've had faith, and because I've trusted God, and because I've worked extremely, extremely hard. So this year, one of the things that I've been working on is being more consistent across the board, like in every single aspect of my life, just being a lot more consistent. But one thing that I've been more consistent with is my TikTok, which I know I used to be one of those too, like, I'll never get on TikTok, I'll never post videos on TikTok. But y'all, I've been posting videos on TikTok, and I'm super proud of myself because I've been super consistent. There's so many aspects of my life that I like to share. A lot that I like to keep private too, but a lot of things that I like to share. And so I'm glad that I have that outlet, that creative outlet that I didn't even know that I needed so bad. Like, I am a very creative person, so I need a creative outlet to share all of the things that I do and truly enjoy doing. And so for me right now, that's TikTok and just, like, I would say social media, period. So I was going to make this story a TikTok, but I tried to record it so many times and it just wasn't coming out. Like, 3 minutes is just not long enough for me to explain the depth of my life and this story, and how everything I truly believe works out for me because I put that energy out into the world. Like, it wasn't, 3 minutes was not enough to explain that. And so I really wanted to make it into a whole podcast, not only for myself, but for anybody who may be listening, who may be struggling with just believing that truly everything can come true for you if you work hard and continue to manifest and pray and just do the things that you need to do to get to where you want to be. Like, you have to put the work in to get to where you want to be and to have the things that you want to have. I truly, truly feel like I manifested my dream car. Not just my dream car, but like a lot of other things in my life, which that's, once again, not what this episode is about. I really want to make this episode just about the car, just about how I feel like I work to get that. And just to tell you guys, you can truly have anything that your heart desires if you're willing to work for it. So a little over 3 months, I guess, October, November, December, January. Yeah, just a little over 3 months ago, I got into an extremely bad car accident. Ironically, I got into the car accident on the day of my parents' birthday. My parents have the same birthday. Both their birthdays are October 28th. And on the day of their birthday, I had a lot of things planned, whatever. I was actually planning a surprise party for my mom. I had been running like crazy for days. My mom is one of my best friends. And since the surprise party was for her, I had been like in contact with all of her friends, but like I couldn't tell her what was going on. Like, it was an extremely stressful thing, but something that I wanted to do. So I was going to do everything that I needed to do for it to come to pass. And so I was planning this party for her, and I had been extremely stressed, not just with the party, but just with so many other things. And I was running an errand, and literally about 1.5 miles away from my home, not far at all, I was driving, and I, at the time and still now, could not remember what happened. I just remember approaching an intersection, and next thing I know, I was facing the direction that I was coming from. So I was facing, like, I could see my house down the road. Like, I was, had completely spun around. I had completely done a, oh God, don't get me to do a math. 180? Yeah, it's a 180, because it wasn't a 360. It was a 180, and I was facing the direction that I was coming from. Talking about the wreck now, even now, 3 months later, is still extremely difficult for me, because one of the most scariest moments of my life by far. Thank God that I was alone. Like, I wouldn't have wanted anybody else to be in that vehicle with me, but truthfully, I was not alone. Like, all of my guardian angels were in that vehicle with me, because the people who watched it, the paramedics when they arrived, the police when they arrived, the tow truck, every single person that saw how badly my car was impacted told me that people do not survive wrecks like that. Like, people don't, like, you don't survive a wreck like that. And by the grace of God, I did. Furthermore, the wreck was super upsetting to me. Let me preface this by saying material things do not matter in regards to life. Like, material things, sorry, my camera stopped recording. Material things do not matter in regards to still having your life. And more than anything, I'm just so thankful to still have my life. But I did total my car. It was completely paid off. So that was super upsetting. If you're an adult, you know what that means. My car was completely paid off. And I was actually in the process of looking for a new vehicle. I was actually in the process of searching to find a second car. I wanted to have two vehicles, one for what my car that was paid off, and then just another one for my own personal. Like, I just wanted two vehicles. And so when I wrecked my car and totaled my car, I was like, well, there goes that. Like, there goes that. And I remember that day I was on the phone with my dad, obviously, when I was at the wreck. I called him to let him know, and he was on his way there. And I had said something on the phone to the fact of, this is just so upsetting because everything was going so good. And looking back, I think it's so insane that I even made that comment, because just because one thing goes wrong doesn't mean that everything is bad. Doesn't mean that everything, like, I was fully convinced that because one thing went wrong, that everything had went to shit. Oops, not supposed to go. Everything was over. Like, that's how I was thinking. Like, everything was over because this one thing happened. And that's just not a way to think. So he was very supportive. My parents were very supportive. Like I said, this was on their birthday. On their birthday, my parents were at this scene because I had a wreck and whatever. And I could go into depth about the wreck. But once again, this podcast is not about the wreck. I just had to put that in because that's a very, very important point to the story. To go back a little bit, a few years actually. So I got that car that was actually only my second car that I've had. My first car. So furthermore, even further back, when I first started driving, my parents, obviously both of them had a car. I did not have a car. So I was using my mom's car. Oh my God. And I can't even tell you when this was. I believe I was like 14 or 15. I was like 14 or 15. And I was trying to learn how to drive, obviously, whatever, whatever. I ended up, should I tell this story? I don't even know if I've told my parents this story. Honestly, the honest story. You guys know, like, if you you tell your parents one story, but like something else really, really happened. But I'm grown now. We have a great relationship. They literally don't care. So I had got into a wreck. I totaled my mom's car when I was like 14 because I had borrowed her car to do some stuff that I wasn't supposed to be doing. And I was with a guy that I was I was with a guy that I was talking to at the time. We were together, had been together for a while. And I was on the way taking him home. And when I was on the way taking him home, I somebody was calling him, calling his phone repeatedly. And so all I could see is that it was a girl's name. It was a girl calling him. And so as, need you mind, 14, I think, year old me, who barely knew how to drive, we're driving and I'm arguing with him because a girl was calling him and we were arguing so bad that I hit the curb, essentially like hit the curb, like went up on the curb, popped both of the tires on the passenger side. And just like had messed up the car. At that point, I didn't know it was totaled. I thought I had just obviously popped the tires. So I turned the corner, he gets out, we get out, had a whole argument, and he ended up taking off on foot. And then I saw the damage that I had done to the car. The damage was pretty substantial. Both of the tires, like I said, were completely messed up and all of that. But me, once again, 14, I didn't know nothing about cars or anything like that. So I did not know how bad the damage was. So I, once again, first person I called, my dad. I'm like, Dad, I accidentally went up on the curb a little. Car's kind of messed up. He's like, oh, well, are you able to drive? I'm like, oh, no, both the tires are popped. He's like, oh, well, where are you? I'm like, oh, sitting in the middle of the road. Sitting in the middle of the road because the tires are popped. He's like, okay, I'm on my way. So he comes, we get the car towed. We actually did not say anything to my mom, which is actually insane thinking about. We didn't say anything to my mom. We just both showed back up at the house and her car was not there. And so the next morning, we ended up telling her basically what had happened. And yeah, they took the car to the shop. And that's when we ended up finding out basically that it was totaled because the alignment, like, I tore up everything on that car. The alignment, the wheel, like, everything. It was tore up. So, yeah. So, that happened to, I guess you could say, the first vehicle that I was driving. But cut me some slack, okay? I was 14. So, after that, a couple days later, I was with my friends at the mall. And I just know my dad had probably, you know, him and my mom had probably been arguing about the fact that I had totaled the car and whatever. So my dad actually shows up to the mall randomly. Like, I'm literally randomly there. He calls me and he's like, hey, come outside real quick. And I go outside and he had bought me a new car. And he's like, this is your car. This is what we're doing. Here you go. And I was like, wow, thank you. So my first car, that's how I got my first car. And if you've been with me, if you've been knowing me for a while, that was the Honda. The Honda rode with me. And I'm telling you, like, I used to go on trip. Like, the Honda was my car. Hondas are super great cars, too, by the way. Whenever I have a kid, the first car I'm buying them is a Honda because it lasts forever. No. But yeah, so I got a Honda and I kept it forever. My family still have it. That's how reliable it is. But actually I had the Honda for my first couple years of college. It got me through my first couple years of college. And then I decided I actually don't want this car. So I ended up finding another car that I really, really like, which was the car that I had, which was my Malibu. And I love that car. That car was literally by chance. It fell into my lap. A girl that I know was selling it. It had great miles, all of that stuff. Great vehicle, very reliable. And so I had shown it to my dad and I'm like, I want to purchase this car. He's like, oh, okay. So the girl that I know, her family was selling it. And this is about to put y'all in my business a little bit, but I don't really care because it's a part of the story and a part of growth and a part of just trusting the process and trusting your life. When I wanted to buy the car, needless to say, we obviously had to write a check to the family, which is a lot different than buying a car from a dealership. That's a bunch of specifics that I don't really want to get into, but just know it's a lot of a different process because either you have to, okay, let me just explain. We go to the bank, we try to get a loan for the vehicle. At this time, neither me nor my dad could get approved for the loan for the car. Need you mind, we had already told the family we were coming to get it. We had already decided we were going to buy it, like all of this. And then essentially we could not get the money for the car. And that was like something, I was like, what? My credit wasn't good enough. My dad's credit, like we were just in a tight situation. Like it was crazy. And so needless to say, credit is really, really important. And I have another part that I'm going to talk about that here in a little bit. But needless to say, we were able to purchase the car by the grace of God. and super unexpected, but we were able to purchase the car in cash because essentially neither one of us could get approved for a loan for the vehicle, which looking back now, that's just so insane that we were in a position that we weren't able to get approved for the loan for a vehicle that I just really wanted at the time. And thankfully, like I said, by the grace of God, we were able to pay for it in cash. But that just shows, like, it doesn't matter if you have cash. If you don't have credit, you won't get approved. You won't get approved. We were like, we have the money right here. We just don't want to spend it all right now. And they were like, oh, that's okay. Too bad. Like, whatever. So I got the Malibu. It was a super reliable car. We had to drive to go get it in Kansas City, but super reliable car. And I literally thought I was going to have that car forever just because of the mileage and like just because of the quality of the car. I thought I was sure I was going to have that car forever. Like I thought that that would be the car that I'll give my kid one day. Like I thought I was going to have that car forever, but I think that that's so much about like that just shows you so much about life is you literally never know when something's going to get taken away from you or swept from under your feet. Like you literally never know. God is the only person who knows your next steps. And so you should never try, like make plans for your life, but always run them by God first because you really never know. You really never know. So yeah, I got my Malibu, paid for it in cash. It was completely paid off. And I just thought I was going to have it forever until, like I said, my car wreck and super unexpected. I'm skipping around on my notes a little bit, but let me just explain to you guys how unexpected last year was for me. So in February of 2022 is when I decided to close my photography studio. So if you have ever booked a shoot with me, you know that I don't even know how long I had it now at this point. I think it was a total of 2.5 years or something like that. I had my own photography studio. Such a blessing. So glad that I was able to have that for that time that I was building my business. And I definitely needed it at that time. So I'm so thankful for the time that I did have the space. I had very ill feelings about it at the beginning of last year, but I've completely changed my mindset on it because the reason why I had to close it was just because of my financial issues. Like I was literally just struggling financially. As easy as it can be put, I was just struggling financially. So I decided to make the decision to close my photography studio. Halfway through the year later, so maybe like 4 or 5 months later, I was at my house and I walked downstairs and my basement was flooded. And I'm giving you this is a very vague story of it all. But I walked downstairs and my basement was flooded. And for the next 2.5 weeks, I dealt with consistent flooding in my basement, water coming from God knows where. We could not figure it out. I had people in my house for days. My basement basically would not stop flooding. And we could not figure out why. It was groundwater, but we could not figure out why at the time. And so I ended up having to abruptly move out of my house halfway through the year. And if you know anything about moving, if you're an adult and know anything about moving, just taking a perspective, I had to, first of all by myself, had to completely uproot and move out of my home in about 15 days. I had about 15 days between the day that I found out I was going to have to move and the day that I found my new place that I was moving to was only about like 2 weeks. It was crazy. And then my move-in date ended up being a couple weeks later. So I had time to pack and everything else like that. But finding a place and all of that stuff happened within a matter of 2 weeks. So abruptly losing my house. And then, so now we're at June, July. So then in October was then when I totaled my car. So in 2022, I say I lost everything. I lost my studio. I lost my house. I lost my car and so many other things along the way and somehow still ended up in the best position I've ever been in. And that is by the grace of God. By the grace of God, there's no other way. There's no other way that I would have made it through. And so that's why I think it's so important to trust the process and to really manifest, like even in those hard times, I knew that that wasn't where I was going to stay or how it was going to be forever. Like, I knew that. I knew that. I just had to believe it and really just move through those moments of unsurety and just continue to push forward and continue to believe that better was on the other side of all of that BS, honestly. So you might be wondering, like, after all that and after going through all of that, like, how did I even put myself in the position that I'm in right now? So a whole lot of hard work. I mean, I'm talking nose to the ground. Like, I had to work. I had to work so many sleepless nights, so many hard days. There was a point in time where I was working, I mean, 7 days a week, but also working two jobs. So I would have to get up at around 5 to be at my first job at 6 a.m. some days. And then I would work that job until noon. I would come home, change, and then work my other job from 1 or 2 to like midnight, 1 a.m. And then do the same thing over and over and over again the next day. And it was so difficult. It was so difficult, but I had to reconstruct and rebuild everything that I had lost. And honestly, during that time, I will say, like, the only hard part about it at that time was just the fact that I was extremely tired. I was just extremely tired. I was extremely tired from doing it all by myself. So, no, it wasn't, like, I knew what I was working toward. I knew what I was working for. So, it wasn't like I felt like I was working for nothing. I knew what I was working for. I just knew I had to work twice as hard as everybody else to get there. You know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't have the opportunity to call into work. I didn't have the opportunity to, like, I had to work. Like, I had to do everything. I had to do all of this. And everybody's like, well, girl, if you're tired, why didn't you just... I couldn't quit one job. I couldn't stop working. I couldn't not go to work because I knew that I had something extremely bigger than me that I was working toward. Extremely bigger than this moment. Much bigger than what I was currently in. I was working to something so much more. And so I'm saying, like, all of those days and those nights that I... Like, some days, 3 to 4 hours of sleep would be all that I would get. But at least I was getting it. You know what I'm saying? Like, at least I was able to rest some throughout that time because I knew that that was all that I was going to get because I had to keep on working. I had to get to where I wanted to be. And no, I never thought that I'd be in the position, once again, to purchase my dream car, which is what this podcast is about, is manifesting and purchasing my dream car. But, like, I never thought that I'd be able to do that. But I know that I wouldn't have been if I wasn't working as hard as I was through those difficult times. So to get to finally talking about the car and how I manifested that and how I got it and how I achieved this goal for myself, I will say I've said for years, which is just so crazy. I've said for years that I was going to purchase a Range Rover. I said it for years. And I don't know why, like, looking and thinking back, I don't know why exactly it was like that's what I had my heart set on. But I know now it's because I love my car. Like, I love the car. And so I have been saying for years that that's what I wanted to purchase. But I think it's far greater than the type of car or what I got or what I was able to get. Like, I think it's greater than that because I truly believe in life. You can have anything, literally anything you want if you manifest it and work hard for it. So I've been putting into the universe and praying about it and thinking about it and talking about it so much that that's literally all that I was interested in, I guess you could say, because ever since my wreck, obviously my wreck was 3 months ago, I have been in the market of buying a new car, but I could not find one. And that's what I'm going to talk about. Like, I was unable to find anything other than what I absolutely wanted because I had manifested that for myself so much. I knew that I wasn't going to settle for anything other than what I absolutely wanted. And I'm glad, so glad now that, like I said, like, I did not settle at all. I felt like I got exactly what I wanted, exactly when I needed to get it. And it's so crazy because I talked about it so much and I would literally, I talked about it so much that even the people around me knew that that was the car that I was going to get. So leading up to, it's almost so funny to think about it. And if, like I said, if you're watching online, I'm going to post screenshots and post along with this video. So if you're just listening, I do recommend you go and listen on YouTube. I do plan to post this video on YouTube so that you can truly see. But in the weeks leading up to me getting my car, even my family and my friends and everything around me was just leading to me getting this car. My family, my friends were texting me, sending me messages, saying that they were like excited for me to get it. Like they manifested. I'm so thankful. I'm so thankful. Let me just stop and say, I'm so thankful for my family, my friends and the people around me. I'm so thankful because they helped me manifest this for myself. They helped me work toward this. They helped me by giving me the encouragement that I needed to get to this point. And once again, I just want to emphasize, it is not about physical stuff. Like, I'm so beyond the age or like the mindset. It's not even an age thing because grown people feel that way too. But the mindset of like thinking that life is just about physical things, it's so much greater. It's so much greater. That's why I want to say this maybe about me manifesting my dream car, but you could use this for whatever. You can manifest your dream life. You can manifest something that you want to happen in your life. You can manifest whatever you want. It's not just about physical things. You can manifest the mindset. You can manifest better mental health. You can manifest better friends and like around you. You can manifest better situations and opportunities for yourself. You can literally manifest your life if you have enough courage to do so, and if you speak positively over your life. And so that's exactly what I did. I did that for months and months and years. Actually, there's a video that I have from 2020 during COVID, which is so crazy. That feels like another lifetime ago, but a video from 2020 where I'm at a car dealership, literally at a car dealership. Need you mind, in 2020, I did not have no money for a Range Rover. Let me just put that out there. I did not have no money for a Range Rover. But I do have a video of myself in 2020 where I knew that I was going to get this car. I knew that I was going to. And I just continued to manifest it even before then, after, like I continued to speak it into existence and put it out into the universe. I did everything that I needed to do to prepare myself for this moment. And so that's why when it came, I was thankful, but I knew all the work that and all the prayers and all the positivity that I had spoke over this situation, that I knew it was going to happen. It was just like a fever dream to even be in the dealership able to, you know, like, I'm so thankful. Let me move on. So much of it, though, was manifestation and hard work. So what does that look like? What does that mean? How did I do that? Number one, I set a goal. So my goal was very clear. I wanted a Range Rover. My goal, though, was just to never give up, was just to continue to work hard, was just to do every single thing in my might to do to get what I wanted to get. A part of that is I did not settle. So I've been telling my friends and my family is like, I'm just so glad I didn't settle. I definitely 100% could have gotten a different car. I could have gotten a different car much sooner than when I got my Range. I could have done, of course, but I truly, truly did not want to settle for something that I knew that I didn't want, because that would be a constant reminder. What's something you use every single day? Your vehicle. I didn't want that constant reminder of like, I could have had this, but I settled for this. Never settle. Never settle in any aspect of your life. Whatever you want, you can get it. Whatever you want to do, you can do it. Whatever you want to have, you can have it. Never settle. Don't settle in relationships. Don't settle in finances. Don't settle in work. Don't settle in actual material things. Don't settle. Don't settle, because then that will be a trend in your life. And for the rest of your life, you will continue to settle. If you are okay with settling now, you'll be okay with settling at any point in your life. I didn't know this before, but one of my biggest pieces of advice that I would give to anybody is do not settle. Another really big part of it, and this is going to be the part that don't nobody want to hear about, because it takes a whole lot more than prayer and manifestation. It does take a little bit more. It does take some money, okay? So this is the part that nobody's going to want to hear about, but it's so truthful. You have to take care of business. You have to take care of your business. And it's so difficult for me. I don't even know how I even want to talk about this, because it's so difficult for me to talk about money publicly, because I'm just a very private person. But just know you have to take care of business, which is exactly what I did. And as I said before, taking care of business is so much more than having the money or whatever. because credit is a very big aspect of it as well, but you just have to take care of every single aspect of your business. You can't be trying to get over on stuff and do stuff the wrong, like, you have to do stuff the right way. You have to take care of business. So, some ways that I took care of business was obviously taking care of my credit. I have really, really good credit. And I highly recommend, like, I should do a whole, it's crazy. Okay. Intermission. It's crazy. I was at the bank, because that's a part of purchasing a car, whatever. You have to let your bank know what you're doing. I actually got pre-approved by my bank. I had to go to the bank basically to handle some business. And so when I was doing that, we have a very good relationship with our bank and with the people that work at our bank. And so I'm sitting down and I'm telling them all my information, and I had already known the car, which I'll talk about that in a second, but I already knew what car I wanted to get. And so I'm telling all of my information and giving all of my stuff about my income and my credit and my job history and my rental history, because you have to take care of everything. If you've never purchased a car from a lot, which I feel like a lot of people have, but if you never have, you have to make sure everything is in line, y'all. Like, everything, they looked at so much for me. Mainly because I am in my 20s. I was technically a first-time car buyer, because I just told you the story about what happened with my previous cars. So I was a first-time car buyer. I'm in my 20s. And I was trying to purchase a very expensive luxury vehicle. So they was like, girl, what is wrong with you? No, actually, the people, like I said, we have a good relationship with the people at our bank. So they were very supportive. But the few other people was like, girl, what? Because that's just kind of unheard of. Like, you see it happening, but in real life, it's very difficult. Like, I'm not finna sugarcoat nothing. It's very difficult. Even the people that I was talking to at the bank, they were like, anybody else? And this is not to toot my own horn at all. I could toot it because I have done the work to get to this point. But even the people at the bank were like, girl, nobody else? We wouldn't even put this application through. We wouldn't even do this for anybody else. For majority of people, I shouldn't say for anybody else, but for majority of people, because you would not get approved for a luxury vehicle in your 20s, which, like I said, you may be like, oh, I know a bunch of people that drive luxury vehicles. Ask them how they bought it. Ask them how they bought it or how they got it. That's all I have to say. I did things in a much different way. And so all of my stuff had to be in line. I'm talking, they went back in my rental history. I had to explain why I moved out of my previous, like, let me finish that. I had to explain why I moved out of my previous place without completing my lease, because they was like, oh, that wasn't a complete lease. But, you know, I just told you it was because my basement flooded and so I had to move out before my lease was over, blah, 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 blah. But every single thing, all I'm saying is every single thing. They look at every single thing. So your credit history, do you keep your credit under 10%? And I'm not finna do this because this is not a masterclass on how to finance. But the people at the bank were telling me, like, you need to teach people how to have their finances the way that you do. And I won't even say, like, I'm anywhere near where I want to be financially, but I am just in a really, really good place. And I'm so blessed and so thankful that I have taken care of business, because that was probably the biggest part of all of this. It's just the fact that I had taken care of business, which why I say, not to toot my own horn, but I really could, because I have done every single thing I needed to do to get to where I am right now. Another huge thing, and one thing that's been so huge to me in my life, is praying about it. I prayed this thing to the ground, literally prayed this over my life. And once again, it's not just about physical things. I wasn't sitting up every single night like, Lord Jesus, can I please get a Range Rover? Lord Jesus, please let me get a Range Rover. No, I prayed over my life and over my situation and over everything that was happening for me, around me, through me. Like, I prayed for it all. And I do believe that prayer and proper preparation can get you anything that you want in your life, because I've been shown that. Every single thing, nothing in my life has really made sense. Nothing in my life has really happened the way it was supposed to or made sense, but some way, by God, but some way, somehow, it all has worked out. And I know that that's because God is guiding my steps far ahead of me than I could ever imagine. And so prayer and proper preparation can truly get you everything that you want in life, because God is already working those steps way, way ahead of you. And I had posted something on my Instagram the other day, like, what did I say? I was like, I really love God, but not like in a Bible thrower way. Like, you know what they say, like about people who are Bible throwers. Like, I'm not like, you need to believe in God. No, I don't. I'm not one of those people. I love God because I've seen what he's done in my life. Like, it don't have nothing to do with none of y'all. I've seen what he's done in my life and what he's been able to do and what I've been able to get and how I've been able to live because I've trusted him. God is so good. That's all I have to, like, I could go so in depth, but God is so good. And if you don't have a relationship with him, I highly recommend you do. But that's the Bible thrower side of me, which I don't even like to. I just recommend you get close to God and really know what he wants to happen in your life. So many of us perform off of autonomy. We're so automatic with the things that we do. We go to work because we've seen everybody around us go to work. We do this because we've seen everybody around us do it. We, you know, or like we just, our lives are formed to be so automatic. It's like, okay, you go to school till you're 18, then you go to college, then you get married, then you have kids, or maybe all those things are done in a different order, but all those things are supposed to happen. We just move so automatically through life. But like, when was the last time you really asked God, like, God, what do you want to be happening in my life? What do you want? And so, and that's what I do. Like, me and God, we are, if we locked in, ain't no switching. We are locked in. And I go to him with everything. And so this is just another thing that I went to him with, because like I said, 2022 and other points in my life, but mainly 2022 is when my relationship with God got a lot stronger, because I was going through some stuff that I'm like, ain't no way. Ain't no way I'm supposed to be going through all this stuff. Ain't no way. But God had a plan for my life. And now that I see that plan come to term, like I see it happening and I see everything unfolding, like it's such a good feeling to know that I trusted God, to know that I listened to him, and to know that I moved in the way that he wanted me to move. So yeah, I went through so much in 2022. And I think that it's so important in whatever you go through to trust God and to trust your situation and to have faith that it's not going to be like that forever. Like I said, when I lost my grandma, I went through the hardest time, the hardest time. I don't even know who that girl is. I don't even know who that, like, I was struggling. And I want to put an emphasis on the fact of my grief didn't change. I still feel the same way I feel like today. I still feel the same way I felt a few days after my, like, I still feel that hurt and that pain inside me, but my mindset about it changes, and the way that I perform changes. And I do feel like I am a lot stronger. Like, I do feel like that situation caused me to be a lot stronger. Same with losing my photography studio. Although it was super unexpected and something I never wanted to happen, it needed to happen to get me to where I am now. You know, losing my house, once again, no, never would have thought. I actually was planning on purchasing that house. Never would have thought I would have lost it. And I did. And then furthermore, my car, never would have thought I would have been in a traumatic experience like that. Never would have thought that I could have lost my life. But all of it is a part of the journey. All of it is a part of my story. And I'm so thankful for every single aspect of it all. So by having faith and believing and truly manifesting and spending that time that you need to spend, and don't forget doing the hard work that you need to do, you can get and you can have anything in this life. Like make the most out of it. We are too, like, I saw this thing that said, the days aren't coming back. Like, the days are not coming back. You never know what can happen. You never know how your life may change tomorrow. Continue to manifest the life that you dream for yourself. Continue to have faith that you will get every single thing that you've ever dreamed of in this life. And you truly will. Be prayerful. Work hard. I'm not saying hard work does not go into it, because I feel like social media, like I said, has misconstrued the word manifestation. Manifestation, yes, it's about manifesting and speaking into existence what you want, but you can't just talk. You can't just talk about it. You can't just talk about it. And I used to be a talker. I used to be like, yeah, I'm gonna do this, and yeah, I'm gonna get that, and yeah, I'm gonna do. I used to just be a talker. I'm still a talker, but you know what I mean? Like, I used to only talk about my plans. I never put my plans into action. I never took the steps that I needed to do to get to where I wanted to be. And I'm so thankful that I do now. Because that's a big part of it, is you cannot just talk. You also have to work. And sometimes you have to shut your mouth and put your head to the ground and just move on. Just walk on. Just continue to work hard. You have to sometimes shut up. That's advice for myself. But sometimes you have to shut up and actually put in the work and do the things that you want. Have faith and trust the process. Have faith. How much faith do you have in yourself and in your situation and in your life? No, it's not easy. It's not easy. My life right now is nothing that I would have imagined it would have been. Nothing. And it's almost funny to me now to think about what I thought my life would be. Does that make sense? It's funny to me to think about what I thought my life would be. It's funny, like, because it's nowhere near that now, and I'm so thankful. I just feel like me trusting in myself, me working hard, me having the faith, me manifesting, positively manifesting things over my life. Also, be careful of what you speak over your life, because you are creating your reality every single moment of every single day. So what do you want your life to look like? Think about what your life looks like now. Think about how you speak over your life. Are you an overly negative person? Which is okay. Let me say that. It's not okay, but it's understandable. Let me just say, I understand. I used to be a fairly negative person. Like, I thought about things, I would say, kind of negatively. I did things in a way that wasn't the most positive. And so I was every single day creating and manifesting that reality for myself until I changed my mindset. I don't know who needed to hear this message today, but it was put on my heart to share. So I'm glad that I did. I'm glad that I continue to manifest the life that I want for myself. And I encourage all of you all to do the same. I'm super excited for what this year is going to hold. I feel like it's going to be such a great year for me. Such a great year for my life and my family and all of my loved ones around me. Like, I'm so excited to see what this year is going to hold. It's already been a great start. And I truly believe that if you manifest and work hard for everything that you want in your life, you can have it. And that's coming from a person who has lost it all. I encourage all of you to continue to work hard, to continue to manifest, to continue to pray, and just move forward to whatever goals you have for yourself. Although you may not see them, and although they may not be right in front of you right now, just know they're not far. They are not far. Make sure you're keeping up with me. I'm always on Instagram. Like I said, I've been on TikTok. I plan to edit this video and post it on YouTube. So that's something new for this year. But make sure to keep up with me on all of my social medias. I'll be back soon with another episode. I have so much to share this year, so much to talk to you guys about. And I just hope all of you are enjoying your journey just as much as I am. Until next time, bye.